Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, today we're talking to folks who are building not only a community, but homes. The folks from the East Jefferson County Habitat for Humanity. Tessie Taylor, thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And you are the volunteer coordinator.
I am.
For the Habitat for Humanity overarching?
Yeah, overarching East Jefferson County.
The whole county. And she brought with her today Deb Baker, one of the community Habitat family partners. Deb Baker, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for asking me to come.
Well, I love that we use some kind of inside language, and we'll want to clarify what is a family partner. But Tessie, would you mind walking us through a little bit about the history of the Habitat for Humanity in the national or international level?
Sure, I'd love to. Habitat for Humanity, the whole organization, international, was founded in 1976 by a couple that did a little bit of cooperative building and had a huge vision, did a little bit of work in the Dominican Republic, made a little bit of a housing model, brought it back, tested it out, and opened it up in 76 as Habitat for Humanity. So we've been working out of Georgia internationally. We work in over 70 countries in all United States nowadays since then.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but do you have an estimation of how many homes have been built through the Habitat for Humanity, roughly?
I've seen that number, the estimated number, and I can't pull it from my brain right now, but I know it's over 20,000, I would say.
Since 76. It's powerful.
Tens of thousands, I believe.
I think a lot of our listeners are aware of the Habitat for Humanity in general, but they don't really know as much about the distinction about the variety of services or elements of the Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah.
And we were talking earlier in helping me understand the scope of what you do. And sometimes we know that there's a store involved and then there's the home building. But could you describe for us the three main or four main components of what Habitat for Humanity does or what they produce?
Yeah. So the main thing is we build homes. So that's a huge volunteer opportunity. We build homes with people in need. We also repair homes. That's part of the Habitat International program. Here in Jefferson County, we build homes in East Jefferson County, and we repair homes in the south part of our county, which that's just Brennan and Quilcene. So that's where we're at right now, and that's how we can serve that part of the county.
Is that distinction geographic because of the number of volunteers you have available, or is there another reason for that distinction?
Great question. So that's not because of the number of volunteers available, though that does change things depending on how many people are available to help. We aren't able to secure land in a cost-effective way for our future homeowners, or we're just really not able to build homes in that area. It hasn't happened in the past 20 years that we've been doing Habitat here in East Jefferson County, but we are able to repair and preserve the homes that are out there as part of our neighborhood revitalization initiative that started in 2011.
I thought that was really interesting, seeing that home preservation component, helping people stay in their homes.
Yeah, the homes that are already existing. And if anybody's lived here for any amount of time, they know that Brennan and Quilcene is a pretty rural and old part of our community.
Demographically older.
Yeah, well, in the homes too, a lot of them are literally very old, built in the early 1900s and such.
Oh my gosh.
So, and those aren't the only houses that we work on out there. We just do whatever repairs are brought to us if we can.
So you mentioned the building, the preservation, and then did you talk about the stores
a bit? I don't think I got to that yet. Yeah. We also have the stores, which is a huge thing. We have a Habitat store location in Port Townsend, one in Quilcene, and then we have our online stores as well, which is mostly through eBay and another website called Cherish.
Tell me more about that. That's curious. I've not heard of that at all.
Yeah, so we, Julie Miles is the person who was working on that most lately, and now Mike Schlexer, who was at KPTZ here before. Everybody
and
knows
so
of him.
Julie Miles, is she an example of another volunteer or is this a staff person?
She's a staff person, and they are doing our online store, eBay work. So we price things and package things. We price things for sale in the store, and we have a little eBay room, and we'll package and ship things out from there all over the country.
That is very cool. So yeah. The way for us to participate as a consumer on the store side, when we walk through the door, you want to give the physical address of the local Habitat store?
Yeah. We have our store in Port Townsend is at 2001 West Sims Way.
Okay.
So that's the big building next to Jiffy Lube. And I am not able to recite the address to our Quilcene store location, but it's right off Highway 101 across from the community center and in the same building as the Gearhead Deli, which is owned by the previous Habitat for Humanity Quilcene store manager. She now owns, so it's still really closely connected.
And well, I'd love to hammer in a little bit on building. I bet you haven't heard that before. And let's talk a little bit about the process of qualifying for a Habitat home. And Deb,
oh, yes.
I think this is where we learn a little bit more about what a family partner is. Is that you're married to someone? Or
sometimes it feels like you're married to Habitat, that's for sure.
Maybe a little.
A little bit, yeah, because it becomes a very involved, both a daily participation, and also then it's a long-term commitment that you make when you are accepted in to purchase a home, because you get to work on that home. That's part of the qualification process is 250 hours of volunteer work
for a single person. More and, for a couple.
Yeah.
And so when you talk about the term family partner, for those of us who are less informed, basically it's the soon-to-be new owner of a home that's being built. Is that right?
Yes.
Excellent. So you are a family partner, or were a family partner. And
she's now a homeowner.
Now a homeowner, yes.
So does she's that, done exciting. Building her
that
home.
That is amazing. That is so cool. So
it's
you,
very exciting.
It's a big achievement.
Deb, how long was the process for you to, one, fill out the application?
From the start of the application process to getting my keys was 18 months.
Which is a general guideline.
That's actually not that bad.
It's,
I mean, when you think about
for a program.
Right.
Yeah, government, yeah. You know, and all the entities involved.
Yeah.
And
yes.
So you're slamming a hammer for 250 hours. And do tell me how many hours you actually put in, though.
She's an interesting case as well here.
I really got into this because it's very fun, and I put in over 1,000 hours.
You're an exceptional partner.
Yeah.
Were you at all daunted by the idea? It's exciting to be considered for the home, but you know, once you get into the trenches, were you worried about how to build?
Yes.
Okay.
I knew a lot about a house from the drywall out, and nothing beyond that. And it's truly amazing to me, the model that Habitat for Humanity has for taking people like me and building houses as a result, teaching us everything that we need. There's a lot of very skilled volunteers who work with the program who are great mentors.
So you were supported along the way and trained, if you will.
Very much.
Kind of guided. Okay,
very
today
much.
We're working with the SkillSAR. Today we're going to be doing drywall screwing or mudding or taping.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a couple of construction staff members, Habitat staff, that oversee the work. But so they're doing most of the training and all that work out there. But there are some very dedicated volunteers as well.
This is a great opportunity for us to check in with our listeners. And if you're just joining us now, this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can. And today I'm speaking with Tessie Taylor from the Habitat for Humanity, East Jefferson County, and Deb Baker, family partner and new homeowner of a recently built Habitat home. Now, Now, I'm curious about the ability to build, and Deb has just put on her building wings and gone. But there are other people that come alongside with Deb to build this home. Our volunteer basis is what we're thinking about. Deb, can you recall some of the number of people who came through? Were they a group of office workers or friends? Did you have to recruit people to help you?
There's a lot of people who are just part of the regular rotation of volunteers, and there could be days where there are a dozen or more volunteers, and then other days where there's fewer than that. It was a great opportunity to meet people, for me especially. I otherwise would not have met, and from every aspect of life that you could imagine.
I would venture to guess you made new friends for
absolutely.
A lifetime.
It's a true expansion of the sense of community, without question.
Interesting. Can you talk a little bit more? Like, is your home grouped with other homes?
Yes. My home is in the Birkenfeld community, which is 12 homes and a park that was developed. I know. Nice little play set and everything.
I love it.
That was developed by Habitat. I believe it's the first time that Habitat has done an actual community in that way.
In Jefferson County.
I see. Our first and only. So they've been typically developed as standalone units, but this time you grouped a whole group?
Yeah.
And so that does kind of, everybody's, how many homes are completely built in this location at this time?
11 of the 12 homes are finished.
And so you're all kind of arriving at the same time, too? Or was it staggered?
It's very
been
staggered.
Since 2015.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
People have been getting homes in there.
And so have you moved in?
Yes. And I just finished moving in this week.
Oh, my goodness. And everyone, I'm sure you had, did you have some kind of housewarming ceremony?
I had the most amazing dedication ceremony. It was it just amazing is about the only thing to say.
Pretty touching, huh?
Very, very much so.
Can you tell us a little bit about it without, sobbing?
I was really overwhelmed by the number of people who came out to show their support and to share their joy. It's a very exciting thing. It's enough to be happy within yourself about something like this, but to be able to share that and have others come and share that with you, it truly is very overwhelming.
You really do express that community connectedness that comes out of volunteerism, whether you're a recipient or a partner, and you happen to be both.
Yes.
Now, do I understand you're going to still stay connected to the Habitat for Humanity organization in other ways?
I am, for sure. I have my own tool belt, for starters, so have tools will work.
All right.
I really do enjoy that construction aspect of things, both the process of the building and being among a group of people who are part of changing the lives of each other and other people.
And Tess, you said, one of the things that you do is volunteer, you develop volunteers that help Deb along.
Yeah.
What are some of the formats that the volunteers get connected with the building process? Is it like a work group or family reunions? Or help our listeners think about ways that they might pull up that hammer.
So we do like team building with, like you mentioned, office teams earlier. We've had different banks, just different businesses. Civic groups like the Kiwanis Club and Rotary and things like that, those type of groups will often come out. We do have family and friend groups that get together, not necessarily like a family reunion. I haven't had that one, but definitely like, my family's in town and we want to maybe like a birthday build.
That is a fun idea.
Yes, definitely things like that. There's also individual opportunities as well.
And how would one get involved in that individual opportunity?
Well, what they'll do is you can call the office in Port Townsend here and ask to talk to me.
And area code 360?
Yeah, 360-379-2827. Or always you can email volunteer@habitatejc.org. And you just request to have more information about volunteering with Habitat, and I would set you up for about a one-hour volunteer orientation, typically at the office in Port Townsend above the Habitat store.
And then after the orientation, one would know a little bit more where you might be slotting them in.
Yeah, so at that orientation, I would get information from people, learn what they're interested in. Sometimes there are things that people are interested in doing that aren't necessarily on the docket, like they're not in a job site, or we have people who do mail runs for us and help with food. And
I saw that on your website, yeah. The hospitality and treats.
Many things.
That is lovely.
So for a job site specifically, they would be added on to a construction email update list where you would get an update each week and you could decide if you wanted to come
Slept
out or not.
In or out. Okay, yeah. Well, late breaking news. Tell us what's up on your calendar.
Well, we've got, of course, building this week. It's Wednesday through Saturday each week. We're doing new construction. We have store opportunities also Wednesday through Saturday in Port Townsend. We have store opportunities in the Quilcene location. We have houses going as far as job site work in Port Townsend at two different locations at the Birkenfeld community where Deb now lives. Mm-hmm. At another location as well, Cliff Street, which is off of Hastings, which is where we built before. So we're back building out there again, sort of in an older Habitat neighborhood, and also in Port Hadlock, with many other things in the pipeline.
That is so cool. So for our listeners, just make sure they have a way to reach you. There is no application on your website.
No, you just call or email me. I'm the one you need to talk to.
And if they were intrigued by some of what we talked about today, mm-hmm. like home preservation, or I saw something we didn't get to talk about, RV caravanners.
Oh, yeah.
That is so wonderful.
Clever.
Yeah, we have a group of RV caravanners coming here in July, another group in August, and that's through the Habitat International website.
Well, let's give the folks the website address as close today, because I know there's so much to take
there
in.
Is.
And yes. So what is the website?
The website for our local Habitat affiliate is habitatejc.org.
Thank you so much, Tessie. And Deb, I'm just so, I feel blessed to have, just see your smile. If you could just see Deb here, she looks like she could sling a hammer and a grin. We could walk a mile on that grin.
Absolutely.
She does that while she's swinging her hammer, too.
Yes.
No kidding. Well, thank you both of you for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our program today is in the expert hands of our sound engineer, Jared Dufresne. I would like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now, don't be afraid of that hammer or screwdriver. You know who to call. Habitat for Humanity. Take care.